Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, conserving the past to inspire future generations of dreamers and preserving the legacy of Julia Morgan. To learn more about how to become a member and experience authentically curated historical events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean. These experiences are unparalleled in their historical accuracy and grandeur, and you too can savor the experience by becoming a supporting member of the Foundation at Hearst Castle. To learn more, log on to foundationathearstcastle.com. Come along and join me in the Berkeley Hills at the legendary 100-year-old Claremont Club and Spa for a visit with Michelle Heston, Executive Director of Public Relations with Fairmont Hotels. Here we are at one of the most iconic hotel resort properties anywhere in the region. Even San Francisco, looking across the bay.
There's no better view of the city of San Francisco than from right here, the Claremont.
But I'm saying turn it around. I'm on the other side, and it's sunset.
Beautiful,
isn't
it?
And here is this glowing palace on the hillside. Wow.
And that's what we're called, the White Castle.
Rightfully so. Tell us a little bit about the Claremont today.
Interesting history of the Claremont. The hotel was built in the mid-19th century by a gentleman who struck it rich during the gold rush. And he moved his family out from Kansas, his wife and his daughter, and he had always dreamed of having a European castle.
And so he built it.
And he built it. Once it was completed, they lived here for several years atop the Berkeley Hills. His wife passed away. His only child, his daughter, married a nobleman from Europe and moved to Europe. And he then sold. Now there's urban legend that he lost the estate in a checkers match. We have never been able to prove that, but he did sell it, and it went on in another family for many generations. And then sadly, it was completely burned, all but the stables.
Wow.
In 1905.
So that's where the major transition comes at the Claremont.
Yeah, so completely destroyed, mm-hmm. except for the stables, and I can show you later where those stables were. And then it was bought by three gentlemen who decided in 1905 that they were going to build California's finest destination resort. And they began work on what is now the Claremont.
In its first iteration, what was here and what was the draw?
So the first gentleman, the successful gold rush pioneer, he wanted 13,000 acres. He wanted a lot of space. Wow. He wanted to be out of the city. Mm-hmm. He wanted to own a hill. And he found this beautiful piece of land with unparalleled views and decided to build his castle here. If you travel across the East Bay, this is probably one of the finest views of the entire Bay Area.
It really is. And that therein lies out on the veranda. If you come here at sunset,
there, spectacular.
Yeah. But it's a super popular place, I think.
Very popular.
Just for that little experience itself.
Yeah, I think there's nothing really better than afternoon sunset cocktail up on the deck.
Mm-hmm. If that's all you did. If
then
you
you'd be, that's right.
Didn't even spend the night.
It's, well, we want you to spend the
right.
night.
Right, but that would be fulfilling.
That would be a great afternoon, yes.
Yeah. And then you have a restaurant here, so people will stay for dinner sometimes.
Yeah, we have a couple of different venues. We have East Bay Provisions, which is our kind of grab-and-go sandwiches, home-baked pastries and breads. And then we have Limewood, which is run by our executive chef, Joseph Perry, who is just a young dynamo and really taking that farm-to-fork California fusion to the next level. And I know those terms are a bit overused, mm-hmm. but he'll throw in, you know, he's a southern gentleman, and he'll throw in a cornbread fritter with a beautifully seared Niman Ranch steak. So he does some interesting juxtaposition on the menu itself.
I love, and never forget, the Robin Williams movie that was filmed at your pool. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Mrs. Doubtfire. Mm-hmm. We've had a number of movies and celebrities, and we've always been kind of the place, if you really wanted to get out of the hustle and bustle and decompress, today we probably would call that wellness or balance back, but when we opened, it was just more of a retreat. I've always been a place where celebrities, presidents, diplomats, and movies have been filmed on our premise because of those views.
Right.
Well, we can talk a little bit about celebrities. So I think that the level of celebrity, and our team does an amazing job of keeping that under wraps so nobody knows. So whether it's Michelle Obama, who was here several times while her husband was in office, and it was discreet, and they could have a nice retreat. Brad Pitt, Barbara Streisand, Hillary and Chelsea Clinton. We've had a lot of those caliber of guests at the hotel.
That's really cool. So you might have a real surprise.
And I think it's also, we have such a robust entertainment schedule in the city of Berkeley and Oakland. So it's really interesting if someone is performing at any one of the local venues, most of the time the bands or performers will be guests here.
Oh, cool. So definitely the place to stay.
Absolutely. We're also home to Cal Berkeley and many of their athletic teams. So,
oh, yeah, for a long time.
For a very long time, yes.
They kind of feel like this is their little country club.
Well, it is. We like to make them feel like that. They have their own private meeting room here. We have multiple partnerships with the university.
Talk to us about something. Somebody was telling me about a cannabis cuisine.
Yes. So, as you know, this Visit Oakland has done an amazing job in really curating this cannabis trail, if you will, and the importance of this new-ish industry in California. Our executive chef that we talked about, Joseph Perry, has always been a connoisseur, and his whole ethos, if you will, is not about the edibles in the cannabis world, but more of smoking and pairing that as you would a fine wine with cuisine. We started during the height of COVID, maybe not the best timing, but we started our cannabis dinners and we hold them about quarterly now. They sell out immediately.
I was going to ask how
they do
popular.
Sell out. Yep. Our next one we're working on, we're going to add a music component. So bring in some live music as well. We work with a local distributor and they come in and they provide us with a number of strains depending upon the menu. So our guests, it's all outside. Obviously, it's a 21 and over event, private event. And we do an amazing dinner of a very inspired cuisine, very regional, very locally sourced with different strains of cannabis.
Wow. Do you choose which strain you prefer and want
the chef and the growers often do it. Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
It's pretty amazing.
And you did it and you survived.
I survived. Yeah. Are you kidding?
You're
it was an amazing
back for
evening.
More.
Yeah. It was a really amazing, we call them the enlightened dinners just because of that. So almost like when you learn a little bit about wine and you're like, oh my goodness, there's a whole world of sophistication and strains and varieties. Same thing in the cannabis world.
Isn't that interesting?
It really is pretty amazing when you think that that plant has provided so much to this country and to the world for so long.
There's more.
There's a whole lot more. Has anybody ever told you that for many years we weren't allowed to serve liquor here at the hotel? And that was a serious challenge for the hotel.
Was that because of the university? Or?
Well, it was. In even beyond prohibition, when obviously we couldn't serve alcohol, we were always told or under the impression that there was a California stature that you couldn't serve within 2 miles of a public education institution. So Cal Berkeley is obviously just one of their buildings is just a few hundred yards from here. Make a very long story short, a group of cohorts from the university went and measured and said we were within about 5 feet of the legal limit. And so it was the Cal Berkeley students that said, you actually can start serving liquor. So we owe it to those brilliant Cal Berkeley students.
I love it. Doing their field research.
That's right. Thank goodness. Right. And we'd be sipping lemonade at the sunset, which is nice, but not quite as nice as a glass of Pinot Noir.
This is the place that has a palpable feel that a place where your parents would have taken you. And now you take your kids, you know, that multi-generational kind of pride of almost an ownership.
I'm so glad that you said that. That's very true. And I think if you think of iconic properties anywhere in the United States, Fairmont does an amazing job. We're not a cookie cutter brand of finding that iconic building or edifice and then turning it into something that has Fairmont style. which is very much that cross-generational milestone celebratory venue. Mm-hmm. Maybe you had your prom here, and then maybe you got married here. So we really pride ourselves on that, especially at this hotel. We're in a residential neighborhood, and we have a private club aspect as well, the Claremont Club. So between those two, we have literally hundreds of folks that call this hotel their living room or their private clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. Tennis?
We got it. Pickleball? We got it.
Wow.
Pools? Spa? So we got it.
So again, in a dream world, a family getaway would be way cool.
Oh, perfect. Really uh-huh. And think about the richness of Oakland and the East Bay. And I know you're going to go visit some amazing spots, but not only is the university, which has got its own attractiveness, but the museums, the entertainment venues, the zoo, so much for kids. Mm-hmm. It's really, I don't think that you could do it all in a week or two. I think mm-hmm. there's just a lot to discover here, and this is a great home base.
I think another interesting disconnect is, in contrast to Los Angeles, Oakland is so compact comparatively.
Yes, it is.
So easy to get from A to B anywhere.
And our public transportation system is unrivaled, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a California city. And I think the vibe is different. So I'm going to flip it around and ask you, what is the vibe that you get at this hotel?
Oh, man. That legacy of a grand dame, you know, a classic that for proper good reasons has remained unchanged in all the essentials. And being an architectural historian, it's like, wow.
So I'm so glad I asked. That was the perfect answer. I couldn't have said it any better. But I hope that you find that it's not stuffy. We don't try to be pretentious or too much.
No. And that, you know, and that's such a deal breaker.
For a lot of people, yes.
Some people in the hospitality industry, it could be a 5-star. And yet it's so snooty, so stuffy that it's like, get me out of here. And paradoxically, a 1-star place might be cooler because of how cool the people are.
You hit the nail on the head. That was my next comment. And
yeah,
I think
and
that's
so that, yeah.
It's the people.
Here. And that's what makes you feel welcome.
And we work really hard. Mm-hmm. So whether you're a business person traveling for business, whether you're a family, or maybe you're celebrating a multi-generational milestone anniversary, birthday, what have you, mm-hmm. you're all welcome. We are here to welcome you and to showcase and be an ambassador for this amazing destination.
And I know that you have employees that have been here for a long,
long
time.
Yeah. I was at lunch the other day here at this hotel, and I was with some other old timers. I include myself in that. And between us, there was 3 of us, we had about 90 years of service. It was just unbelievable. Yeah. And then you think of the history and the stories and just the magic that happens with that kind of passion and people that are so committed to not only their job, but to this hotel.
And that is from two ends of the spectrum, that family dynamic.
Yes.
The family shows up.
And they know.
And they feel, like family.
You're back again. Yeah. Our concierge was telling me recently, she was chatting with the family, and she was saying that the mom, who had 2 younger kids, she used to come when she was a kid with her parents, mm-hmm. and she had been there with all of them, and she could tell stories, and it was just a really interesting dynamic that relationship they had.
And I know people like that, and they have a sense of ownership.
As they should, and that's what we want.
Yeah.
And we have that, it's really interesting you say that, Tom, because we have that sense of ownership and pride, not only with our employees, but with our members and those multi-generational guests.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That this is their hotel.
The other thing we really haven't hit on directly, which to me seems like a stellar destination as a wedding venue.
It's beautiful as a wedding
venue.
Right
out of the Hollywood movies.
That's exactly right. You know, we're on a large footprint here, and so there's numerous gardens mm-hmm. and flower beds and what have you, but one of my favorites is the tower up in one of our suites that literally overlooks the entire bay, and it's a stunning place for bridal pictures or what have you.
You can rent the tower.
Yes, you can.
How cool.
Yeah. That once-in-a-lifetime Instagram picture.
Okay, there's more. Gotta ask, because I've heard myth, legend, and lore of some people being spooked and scared here by the
Not
ghosts.
Not scared. Ghosts only haunt where they're happiest. So these are only friendly
they're happy ghosts.
These are happy ghosts.
No bummer
no,
ghosts alone.
No. But we have had stories, and people that are very attuned to the paranormal will say that there are a number of spirits that live here, which would make sense if you think about the history of this building and this location. So one of my favorite ghost stories is of a little girl that plays in the hallways. And apparently people who have seen an apparition of her will say that she's a lovely six-year-old girl dressed in period costume from the early 1900s playing with a ball. And they'll say, I hear a child in the hallway at 2 a.m. and we'll say, we'll send somebody up. No, there's no children out here. And then they'll hear the child laughing and giggling in the hallway.
And what's double spooky about that is it's the same story told by different people, different times.
Always. And they'll say that there was a child just ran through my room or I heard playing. So it's really interesting. And stories also have it that at one time when the hotel first opened in the early 1900s, we had on the exterior of the building a laundry chute so that the housekeepers from each floor could throw the soiled linen, it would go down to the laundromat. And apparently kids would find that and tried to slide down it. And that's where a tragic accident did occur with some local kids who came in to slide down the laundry chutes.
Interesting. Well, Michelle, we're out of time. But before we go, just to clarify the Claremont, you're in the Oakland Hills, right above UC Berkeley, downtown Oakland, front row center.
We are the hub of all that's happening in the East Bay, yes.
But again, it's so close. I mean, you can almost reach out and touch Treasure Island.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you can see it all from our lovely views, be part of it all, but you're in the heart of the Oakland Hills.
I love it. Michelle Heston, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much. We hope to welcome you back very soon.
I would be honored. A website, go-to website for the hotel.
Fairmont.com/Claremont.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from the Claremont Hotel in the Oakland Hills. We'll see you here. Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, conserving the past to inspire future generations of dreamers and preserving the legacy of Julia Morgan. To learn more about how to become a member and experience authentically curated historical events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean. These experiences are unparalleled in their historical accuracy and grandeur. And you too can savor the experience by becoming a supporting member of the Foundation at Hearst Castle. To learn more, log on to foundationathearstcastle.com.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. And in fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
And we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits for none of it.